From NPR News in Washington, I'm John Stempen. President Obama says he deserves some credit for a rebound in the nation's economy late last year. But he says more needs to be done. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama pointed to new economic figures from the Commerce Department as an affirmation of his administration's economic policies. The figures show the economy grew at a rate of nearly 6% in the fourth quarter. Mr. Obama says that's a huge improvement from the beginning of last year when the economy was contracting at a rate of more than 6%.
And it didn't happen by accident. It happened, as economists, conservative and liberal, will attest, because of some of the steps that we took.
Economists warn growth will likely slow this year, leaving millions of Americans still looking for work. Mr. Obama is calling for a new $5,000 per worker tax credit to encourage companies to do more hiring. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Human rights and environmental groups are denouncing a proposal to send trailers left over from the Hurricane Katrina recovery to Haiti. The plan, pushed by the recreational vehicle industry, would provide housing to many earthquake victims. But some of the trailers have high levels of formaldehyde, a poisonous gas. The fact some trailers are contaminated isn't in dispute, and Haitians are divided over whether to accept the aid. Meanwhile, some Haitians in downtown Port-au-Prince are looting stores. NPR's David Shaper reports from there.
There are pockets of fires and pockets of looting all around downtown Port-au-Prince. There's people running around. There's people trying to loot stores. Apparently, they're setting fires in some half-standing buildings so they can occupy the police and then go and loot one other building. It's a sign of people increasingly desperate for just any sort of food. I've talked to a couple of people here who have said they've had very little to eat or almost nothing to eat since the earthquake struck some 17 days ago.
NPR's David Shaper in Port-au-Prince. Hospitals in Port-au-Prince might be better stocked with medical supplies, but they are now revealing more ordinary needs. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports from Port-au-Prince.
It's evening at the Haiti Community Hospital in Port-au-Prince, and things are quieting down here after a long day. Volunteers here told me that the capacity of this hospital is about 75 beds. It now has around 150 people, down from a high of more than 300. Hundreds of post-operative patients are camped outside. During the day, a Canadian team of doctors treats more than 700 walk-in patients a day. One of the administrators told me that they have a lot of medical supplies here now. He said their big needs are security to protect the supplies and medicines and diesel fuel to run the generators. Officials here say they hope to return to more normal operations in the next week. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 53 points, the Nasdaq lost 31, the S&P 500 fell 10. This is NPR News. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was in Paris Friday, delivering a speech on security in Europe and talking about the need to put tougher sanctions on Iran. She singled out China, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Secretary Clinton says China is reluctant to impose new sanctions on Iran over its nuclear program, but she told an audience at a French military academy that she's been trying to explain to China that if Iran acquires a nuclear weapon, it would destabilize the region.
So the argument we and others are making to China is we understand that right now that is something that seems counterproductive to you, to sanction a country from which you get so much of the natural resources your growing economy needs, but think about the longer-term implications.
She met with her Chinese counterpart in London and has continued to make Iran a centerpiece of her meetings in France, which will chair the UN Security Council in February. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Paris.
Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair says if he had to do it over again, he would still go to war with Iraq. That's the outcome of his testimony Friday before a British inquest into decisions that led to British participation in the war. Blair's testimony capped six testy hours. Britain joined the U.S. in the war based on the mistaken belief that there were weapons of mass destruction at Saddam Hussein's disposal. After Blair's testimony, audience members shouted catcalls, including murderer and liar. In Tennessee, it's snow and sleet as massive storms move out of the southern plains and into the east. Up to a foot of snow could fall in parts of the south. Preparations are underway in Arkansas, North Carolina, Kentucky, and Virginia. I'm John Stempen, NPR News.